comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
Welcome to IPOS on Air with Noemi. Join us every Friday night at 7 p.m. only on Double Radio 92.7 FM. The call line is always open at 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-967-2789. And welcome back to another show. Tonight we are joined by Dr. Buran, our principal at Madison West High School. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Noemi. I'm really excited to be here. Hi, everyone. I'm Karen Buran. I'm the proud principal of West, as Noemi has said. I've also been involved in the In Pursuit of Sunshine project. I'm one of the newer members of it with a year, but it's been an exciting ride, and I can't wait to talk to you a little bit more about it in a little more depth and what we've been able to do.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about that. But I'm also really excited because we're at the end of Fine Arts Week here. Could you kind of say like what Fine Arts Week is?
Sure. You know, Fine Arts Week has been going on for decades and decades at West. And what it is an opportunity. West is really an arts school. So people tend to think, you know, we have the most state championships of any school in the state. Who knew that? But really, I see it as an art school with our performing arts and our fine arts. We teach dance and metal and ceramics and drama. And so it's an opportunity at the end of the school year for the kids who have been involved in various kinds of arts through their own coursework, through their hobbies, through their participation in after school to really celebrate. What makes it unique for West is that pretty much many classes just stop for a day or two, and the teachers bring their students to see the work and become engaged and really kind of experience the sort of excitement that a liberal arts education can provide. And so when your friends see you perform in a one act, that's really, really exciting. Or when they see you compete in the, like, for example, the ceramics competition.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so exciting. So for those of you that don't go to West and didn't see the ceramic competition, the kids compete in various ways, who can make the most amount of bowls in a minute or various things. And and then the very rowdy audience determines who is the winner if it's not a time-based thing. And it's quite exciting. A lot of kids involved in cheering people on. And it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. I love Fine Arts Week too, just because I don't really know that many people that are involved in arts. So it's interesting to see, because West is such a large school.
Yeah.
How many people are at West?
2142 this year.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Bigger than some cities. And then there's 236 employees. So when you get done, it's a large mass of humanities. Right next to my office is a art gallery, the Colucci Art Gallery. And one of the cool things about Fine Arts Week is seeing the black curtains go up, and you can't see, and all the art teachers are sneaking in and out, and they keep the door closed, and then like a couple kids will come in. And so I have keys, of course. It's one of the advantages of being the principal. So, you know, I can go in and I can start to see this amazing array of different kinds of media and approach to art. And then they open it up to everybody. And you've been in there.
Yeah, I know. We went down for gender studies as well.
Oh, how cool. And so what did your teacher do when they took you down and you're in the studio? Like, is it got a particular theme? If it's gender studies, like, are you looking at, you know, how gender is displayed, or are you just in general?
I think we were just in general, like, exploring the art gallery. I know we were looking at that. We also looked at the miniature display out in the
Love it.
Yeah, that was wonderful. The miniature display was kind of it was an art gallery, right? And it was a lot of, like, small canvases, small pottery, metals. It was just, it was wonderful.
And different layers.
Yeah.
And, like, different views. And super cool. I've never seen, I think that's new this year. So it was really, really exciting to see. And I know each year it'll just get bigger and bigger and bigger now that the Now that everybody has figured out how to use that space in that way. Yeah, super cool.
And it's
cool.
Great for, because I, because of COVID, I've only been to one Fine Arts Week my freshman year. So this was my last year. So it's interesting too, because I think there's three classes that, you know, seniors are the only ones that have ever had Fine Arts Week before in the school.
About that?
Which is interesting. But after Fine Arts Week, I know some people weren't here this week too because of COVID.
Yeah.
Could you kind of talk about like the COVID numbers and kind of what happened?
It's really been a crazy ride. So we have done really, really well with keeping our numbers down and doing the best we can to implement mitigation strategies. But once again, we're 2,150 right, I can barely talk, but you know, it's almost 2,400 people, so it's it's just a huge amount of people. And you know, I think people have mask fatigue, and so
and we do still have our mask mandate.
We still have a mask mandate. So yesterday we had a lot of kids out with COVID, and I know today, you know, we just sent a reminder, get tested.
I was tested today as a senior that went to prom last week.
Well, I went to prom last week and I got tested on Thursday, you know, and we're both proudly negative. Thank you very much. But, you know, it does make a difference. So, you know, on Thursday I was walking around the hallways and I'd see kids and they'd have their masks below their nose and I'd be like, you know, there's an outbreak going on. You know, if you wear it under your nose, it's really...
That's not helpful.
No, it's not helpful at all. It's an airborne disease. You might want to pull it up. But it's been so long and people are so tired and that is not an excuse, but I think we've gotten sloppy because we just, either we haven't had it or, you know, the people we know haven't had it.
Or don't think it's going to be that bad.
I don't know. I still mask up.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, I haven't had it yet. And
well, hopefully,
so knock vinyl here.
Yeah.
You know, but it is kind of crazy. So, you know, we've got these large in-person events at school, graduation.
Fine Arts Week.
Fine Arts Week.
All these people in the odd.
Hallways. Just lunch. Hallways, you know, but... It's been a long haul with COVID, and you know we're at the point where we as a school are trying to think endemic, not pandemic, and how do we begin to think about just moving forward without the level of crisis.
Yeah, and it's difficult too, I think, because we're living in a county that doesn't have a mask mandate anymore, but our school has a mask mandate.
Yeah.
Was there like a specific, I know that there's a lot of reasons why we have a mask mandate, but was there a specific reason that the school board had decided for our mask mandate?
I think so. I think that, you know, there have been various decision points along the way. So you may recall that in the middle of... in the middle of right at the start of January, we had a couple of days out. It was really, really bad. Then we stayed masked. And so after the Omicron surge and things, the many, many schools just started opening up. We stayed masked.
We've stayed masked the whole time.
Yeah. So then in March, there was another decision point and we decided to stay masked. Then we said, you know, we'll wait until after a probable surge from spring break. And so in the middle of April, decided to stay masked. Then we were going to make a decision in the middle of May, and voila, you know, we have this huge spike. So I expect we'll probably stay masked through the end of the year.
I mean, we have what, 10 days? And you're counting the days, too.
I know. So Noemi and I were just talking about it. I'm retiring.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And you're graduating.
I am, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right. So, you know, we're just, we were talking before we went on air about what it's like to wrap up.
Yeah.
And
It's been, I think, difficult, too, because obviously because of COVID, we haven't had those few years here, too. And so... it's definitely strange with 10 days left, especially I think senioritis kind of kicks in when it gets warm.
Yeah.
And it took so long to get warm.
Yeah.
So now it's like everything got pushed back too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I believe in senioritis.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in education for 29 years, and I have definitely seen there is a socio-emotional impact that comes about February of your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And some people manage to keep on rocking and rolling, but for some people, they're too close to the finish line.
Yeah.
It's hard. Are you?
Yeah.
I'm still like... You know, it's like I look out of the corner of my eye and I'm like, oh, you don't have to get up at 5:15 anymore. What will that be like? You know, you won't spend all Sunday getting ready for the week. You know,
mm-hmm.
you won't be doing homework.
Yeah.
Constantly. What will that be like?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it, but it's not real yet at all because there's just too much to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard, too, because we just had Fine Arts Week and you have mm-hmm. all this school spirit and you want to mm-hmm. stay. And then you realize that you have 10 days left.
That's right. And you actually have work you have to get done.
Right. We have all of our final projects. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting ready for all of that. But right now, too, we have events going on as well. Right now, we have the swing dance going on. Actually, it's 7 o'clock, so it just has started. Could you talk a little bit about that and that tradition?
Sure. So the swing dance tradition has been traditionally done at West for several years, and it's an old school, big event in the mm-hmm. sense that there's live music playing.
Yeah.
At 7:30, the doors open, and if you want to learn how to swing dance, we have teachers there so you can practice,
mm-hmm.
so in case you don't want to look silly with your friends. And then at 8 o'clock, you know, the band starts playing and people start dancing, and it's a fun, athletic style of dancing that, you know, once you get going, it's a lot of fun and easier.
Yeah.
Than it looks.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you often dance at West as well. So we'll talk about that, but we're going to go to a break right now. So stay tuned.
Guilty.